we are working very, very quickly. There is no more army in these villages. The army is in mountains and the roads. There is now police force. They are working. There is now civilian authority. They are back. They are working. There is no void. Not at all.
So how is the government working with, in this case, the UN intervention force there to maintain law and order, as you just described?
UN force has nothing to do with maintaining order. They are just assisting army. The question of order is a question of civil authorities, of police, and thanks to what the army and the MONUSCO did, we managed now to deploy the police force and the local authorities. The Minister of Internal Affairs spent almost 1 month there working for this, and the job was well done, and the authorities are back, and the people are starting to come back from refugee barracks.
How is the government helping these returning refugees to these places that now the government controls?
We have decided to allocate a amount of budgetary funds, and we have also asked our partners like the UN, European Union, African Union to help us to do more. But we didn't wait. We have allocated millions of dollars for having these people back, and our officials are working to welcome them and to give them the first necessary to try working in agriculture, in animal husbandry. They are doing what they can do to settle themselves with the assistance of the government.
With the return of law and order, as you have just described, how is the government prepared to prevent any other armed insurrection in that area?
The government is of the view that the only way to prevent chaos in that region is to fight impunity. We neglected that fact in 2009, and we had what we are ending now. So now for us, we are very, very concerned with fighting impunity. And we are happy that in the declarations we signed, even M23 is recognizing the necessity of fighting impunity. And we are going to sue all those within M23 who committed crimes. This is the only way to discourage and to dissuade those who would like to act like M23 or other groups. The only way is that one. To settle the rule of law, you must fight impunity.
What happens to the FDLR remnant based in your country and attacking unarmed civilians in Congo? What happens to them?
We have started for 1 week now to target FDLR. It is very well known by everybody in the region. Our troops, with the assistance of MONUSCO, have already taken from FDLR maybe between 4 and 5 big localities where they were located. And we are going ahead until we finish to disarm them, because President Kabila gave them 1 month of delay, sending to them an ultimatum so that they disarm by themselves. Those who were reluctant now are facing forced disarmament for more than 1 week now, and things are being done very well, and we hope that we will finish this second target.